Xander Schroeds was a 2008 BRIC Award finalist. The BRIC Awards, a televised award show about changing the world, celebrates young people making our world better. BRIC Award winners aren't just the leaders of tomorrow, they are the leaders of today. Earthkeeper hero Xander Schroeds and Turtle Talks. Xander Schroeds loves to talk turtle. Just name the time and place, and he's ready to spread the word on his beloved sea friends. He's been this way since he was 11 and shows no sign of slowing. In fact, one might throw a pun or two in to say that, much like the rabbit and the hare, his campaign to save sea turtles has been progressing slow and steady, and at least in Southwest Florida, he seems to be winning the race. It all started in 2001 in Little Gasparilla, a stunning coastal community on the Gulf of Mexico, where his family would often take weekend excursions to. There he met a local artist and elementary school teacher named Linda Soderquist, who took the grade schooler under her fin and taught him all about the plight of sea turtles and their vital place in coastal ecology. She monitored sea turtle nests on the island, and soon Xander was doing the same thing. He was so moved by what he learned from Linda and what he saw on those beaches that he decided to create his own educational program to help other kids and adults understand the importance of sea turtles and how imperative it is to protect these gentle and graceful creatures. Although only a sixth grader, he presented his idea to local community foundations, and soon, thanks to donations and a startup grant, he was busy preparing educational presentations. Xander first went to Moat Marine in Sarasota near his home, a renowned research and educational institution and aquarium specializing also in aquaculture and marine life rescue and rehabilitation. There, Moat's Sea Turtle Research and Conservation Program provided him with slides and additional information with which to create his presentations. He dubbed his lectures Turtle Talks and started holding them, often wearing a black turtle costume he created himself at elementary schools, libraries, and parks in several nearby counties in Florida, then eventually as far away as Costa Rica, Trinidad, and Panama. His turtle talks typically put key focus on loggerhead sea turtles, as Florida beaches host one-third of the world's total population. Listed as threatened since the late 70s, it's vital that they thrive in Florida. Likewise, his talks include ways in which kids can help save these noble giants. They can weigh up to 350 pounds and measure 3 feet long, including not leaving litter on the beach so the turtles don't eat harmful substances or get ensnarled in trash. He also teaches audiences not to have bright lights on at night at the beach because newly hatched baby turtles can confuse the lights from moonlight and head in the wrong direction away from the water. This disorientation accounts for thousands of hatchling deaths each year in Florida alone. To expand his audience, the young conservationist-turned-author penned a 20-page children's activity book, also called Turtle Talks, and gave it to schools, student clubs, and environmental groups free of charge. The book, illustrated by his own turtle mentor, Linda Soderquist, has since been translated into French and Spanish as well, in both cases by students like himself. Xander hand-delivered them to children in the countries he's traveled to for Turtle Talks, and today students in 8 countries have read his book. Xander hopes that turtle conservation will continue to grow as education touches more and more people locally and internationally. Thanks to the support of the Charlotte Harbor National Estuary Program, Xander has been able to keep his educational programs afloat and his book in publication, of which over 100,000 copies have already been distributed. In the fall of 2008, he also completed a book on the gopher tortoise, a species in peril of extinction due to coastal development and likewise loss of habitat. The book is currently being distributed to students in Florida, Alabama, and Georgia. As a senior in high school, Xander has educated over 5,000 students on sea turtles and marine conservation. The work of this turtle tutor has also received national attention, and in 2007, Xander was selected as a Volvo for Life finalist, an award which honors everyday heroes across America. The award allows finalists to choose a charity to receive a large donation. As an intern in Moat Marine Sea Turtle Conservation Program, the charity's selection was easy for Xander, and the donation is intended to help sea turtle research through tracking the noble animals in the wild. Today, as he nears his high school graduation, Xander looks forward to attending the University of Hawaii and focusing on environmental studies, specifically wildlife conservation and environmental law. He plans to continue his educational talks there and slow and steady forge ahead in his race to save the sea turtles.